Today I want to talk about declare war and call to active duty. It's a big topic. It's a big subject to get our brain and our heart and our mind around it, our spirit around what the Lord is doing in this hour. And I was preparing for a conference and I heard the Lord ask me the question, when was the first time I heard war in the Bible? And I was like, well, and so I started to do the research on it, and I found that it was in Genesis 14. And it outlines the key problem that launched a coalition against Sodom to prepare them for a rescue. So I'm just going to kind of give you some highlights on this story, and then we'll just break it down over the next few weeks or so. But the king of Elam, his name is Chedorlaomer. He appeared to be the main instigator of this war. He had three allies. There was the king Shinar, there was the king Elasar, and the king Goim. And so there was four of these nations. And Genesis 14, 5 through 9 says, the king of Sodom and the king of Gomer and the king of Admar and the king of Zeboimi and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, came out and they arrayed for battle against the valley of Siddim. And Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and the title king Goim and Amaphal, king of Shinar, and Arach, king of Eleazar. So there were four kings against five. And they ended up taking them out. They annihilated them. They ended up taking the king of Sodom and all the inhabitants. So a person who escaped, so it continues, came and told Abram. And the valley of Siddim was full of an asphalt pits, and the king of Sodom and Gomorrah fled. Some fell there, and the remainder fled into the mountains. Then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the provisions, and they went away. They also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Now when Abram heard of this, that his brother's son had been taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in their own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. When Abram did this, just to take note, he was between the age of 80 to 85 years old. And when he heard 318 men, just from his house, his servants, his family, the people that he did life with, they came against four kings and entire armies. They weren't just warriors, these guys. They were disciples. They were the ones that had deep fellowship, and they fought for family. The reason why the first war was and was allowed to happen was because there was a fight for family. I think it's interesting to see what the Hebrew names of the kings meant and what we might be fighting for our own families or our loved ones in today's world, and what our victory is, and that you don't need, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So let's just look at this. Chedorlaomer is the king of Elam, and it's the king. It means hidden or little faith. How many times are we fighting that with our kids or our family members, our brothers, our sisters, in our marriages, in our business? We are fighting sometimes a little faith. And he was the instigator of this. And the king of Shinar, it means shaky, intense, or negative emotions. stress, anxiety, spirit of fear that has come in to our nation or to the world the last few years is unprecedented in this time. And dividing families, taking our children. The king of Eleazar is revolting from God. I don't want anything to do with God. We're going to split our society. We're going to have wars over gender. We're going to not have the fear of the Lord. And the last one is Goim. It means, again, it's a heathen or not God-fearing. The standard in our family is being fought against like never before. And I think that it is amazing that the Lord is saying, I want to declare war. I want to call us up into active duty, that we are soldiers that fight a good fight of faith, that we aren't fighting, we are fighting not just flesh and blood, but we are fighting principalities and rulers and dominion in heavenly places, and that we're fighting against the lack of faith. We fight the good fight of faith. We don't fight against flesh and blood. And so I love that he took the servants, the fellowship of the brethren. He took the ones that knew the vision, that came alongside and said, oh my gosh, there's four armies that are coming against. We're going to go rescue this family. Even though no matter what the circumstances Lot was in, he was in Sodom and Gomorrah. He had built a lifestyle that ran away from the things of the Lord. And yet the people around them went and said, I'm going to fight with you. I'm going to fight with you to get your family back. I'm going to stand with you no matter what they're living in, no matter if it's filth, no matter if what kind of lifestyle. I'm not afraid of the armies of the hour. I am going to fight a good fight of faith. And because we have fellowship and because we have a love for the brethren, I'm going to stand with you. So today, maybe you have children, or maybe you have a marriage, or maybe you have a family member, a brother, a sister, aunt and uncle that are out in addiction, or maybe they're in a different kind of lifestyle. Ask the Lord, ask those to stand in intercession with you and fight a good fight of faith. As we go through this study in the next few weeks, build yourself up on your most holy faith by inviting the Holy Spirit, your advocate, your teacher, your counselor, who shows you how to pray the perfect prayers for your family, for your circumstance, for your loved one. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you have given us this gift of faith. You've given every one of your children a measure of faith. And today we ask, Lord, that we would exercise that and build the muscle of faith. We ask that our words would be pleasing to you. We would call them back. We would speak those things when they're not as though they are. We call life into dry bones, or those that have come and maybe they are prodigal. We call the prodigals home today in the name of Jesus. We ask this. We believe you by faith. In Jesus' name, that you are the God that is a redeemer. You are the God that sees, the Elohim. You are the Jehovah Rapha that heals. You are El Roy that sees into all things. You know the end from the beginning from the end. And so, Lord, we put our trust in you. And we don't lean on our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all of our ways. Help us to love faithfully so it remains. And we ask this in your beautiful name, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to sanctionlove.com. Check us out. There's lots of resources. Consider being a covenant partner with us. Check out our Rapha Restoration Place, where we have people come and get healing and deliverance and counseling. We travel, we have worship. So check us out, take a peek, see all that you can see. Thanks for joining today.